Hello, everybody. Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode 392. I'm Door-to-Door Geek. This is the app show here where we try to bring you all kinds of apps, whether it's productivity, games, entertainment, cloud services, whatever it is, we try to find it. We try to bring it. I am joined here tonight by Eric Dini Media, or Dini. How's everything going tonight, sir?
It's going good, man. I hung out last night. I don't know if you guys did. I hung out last night until about 10:30 at night and got to see a couple of those meteors go shooting across the sky. I was surprised how low they were.
Are you talking about outside kind of thing?
Yeah, there's like a meteor shower tonight and tomorrow, or last night and tonight.
No, I don't do that outside kind of thing. We are also joined tonight by Mark, the Sultan of the Soapbox Cockerel. I was trying to get that right and I messed that up. How's everything going, Mark?
Greetings, humans of Earth. I'm doing well, thank you.
Very cool, very cool. And if anyone wants to know, if anyone hears this voice and likes what is coming out of his mouth, easy, elementop.com. You can get all of his content that he's done before there and all of his future content there. Thank you for coming out, Mark.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Very cool, very cool. We also have another guest, and this guest is special in a multitude of ways. He actually creates good things, and his name is Mark Seralt. Am I pronouncing that right?
You're as close as you're going to get, Steve.
Awesome, awesome. I want to thank you for coming out. You are the glorious watch face maker. You've been supporting this show for a long time, and you've made a lot of cool watches, and I'm really happy to have you on this show.
Well, don't end up making my head get too big, because I'll just blow it up, and then we won't have any sort of show here.
Well, make sure we have a roof over your head, and we're good.
All right.
Okay, you make watch faces, and I'm guessing Eric wants to ask a bunch of questions about the process of making watch faces, the process of getting your watch faces published, and the kind of things that you've done in the past.
You know, I would ask him those things, but anytime I need something done, as far as my watch face goes, I just ask him to do it. So I never really have even learned a part of the process to begin to make one. He spoiled me. That's good, though.
Yeah, well, there's not a rough process, at least at this point. There's the ability to actually take the watch faces to market, but I haven't gone down that path just yet. So basically the same way that you received it would be the same way that I'd end up, sending it out. Like, for instance, Joe Licata, who's also a member of our club, he ended up actually purchasing the unprotected watch, which would allow him to make any changes that he wants to the watch. You know, I already had sent it to him where his name is, you know, on it and everything else. But he ended up getting it to where it was unprotected. So basically he could make changes if he ended up, learning a little bit of the code that's behind it.
And the watch face that you're talking about is the official 400 episode Android App Addicts watch face?
That's correct. It is the 400.
That's cool, man. Now, have you made some of the other watch faces that have tried to mimic some of the classier watches that are in real life?
I've done some watches, but not anything. You know, there are some masters out there. They end up using Inkscape, and they also end up using, like, Photoshop and different things like that, where I'm still taking baby steps with some of that stuff. So mine aren't quite to their level, but I feel as though I've made some pretty decent watches.
Now, you've been doing it for a while. If you were to start out fresh on a new watch face, how long, say one that you're mimicking a real watch and you've already got a picture of the face, how long does it take to build it in that program, Watchmaker?
Well, if I end up having a really good copy, you'd have to have a good face to begin with, but the part that a lot of the masters end up doing is they actually end up being able to extract the watch hands out of it. They go and use the same watch hands on the watch that end up coming, you know, from the actual picture, so that those watch faces end up, you know, having basically exactly what's there. So they would use the background part of it as long as the quality was high enough to use. Now, I've done that in some cases. I ended up actually finding some halfway decent faces that ended up being some vintage watches from, like, the Navy, They were out of like the 30s or 40s, and they didn't have actually hands on them. So I ended up actually taking the face, using that same face, and then I ended up getting hands, because I've got an assortment of places to get hands also. And I ended up then taking those hands and putting it on there. Now, to answer your question as to how long that would actually take, as long as I've got a decent picture, I've already got hands to put on it. 5 minutes?
Well, that's not bad.
But when you go into... Go ahead, Steve.
No, go more into the actual building process.
Well, you end up taking initially an image. Well, let's even make it simpler. You've got, in the Watchmaker app, you've got the ability to take, first of all, a color, circle, square, whatever you want, expand it out to the size of the face. If it's going to be square, you're going to go the whole size of the area that you see there. If you're going for a round watch, you're going to make that round circle as big as it can be. And then from that point on, you add different aspects in there. You're able to add numbers. You're able to add circles or squares or triangles as far as what you want to be on the outer circumference of the watch. And then from there, you would end up being able to add numbers or maybe not even use numbers. You could end up taking one of the indicators and make one of them a triangle so that would be up at the top. Now, at this point, you're already making the watch a little bit fancier than what it just started out as. And then from that point on, you can add other aspects. You could add circles. You could add different things inside the watch just based upon whatever you want to add. If you end up taking actually some other pictures and utilizing a transparent program, another one that's at the App Store, is actually called Eraser. The name of the developer, it escapes me right at the moment, but it's called Eraser, and it actually will take and make the whatever you want to take off the picture transparent. So then you can actually utilize either, you know, like part of a circle or part of whatever you want to put on there. So
could it be Handy Closet background eraser?
It could be. Actually, I can look at the icon is sort of like a clear space. You know,
yeah, like a checkerboard kind of thing?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, yeah. I'll throw that link in there.
Well, a real quick question, Mark. There's two basic watch standards, square, circle. Can I ask which watch face do you prefer and what watch do you own right now?
I actually own the same one that Eric owns. I own the LG G watch.
Okay, so you and Eric both LG G watch. That's a square watch. Mark, don't you also own a watch?
I do. I have the Moto 360, the round, mostly round flat tire watch.
Nice.
There you go. And I will say both of those watches get pretty high marks.
Yeah, they do. The Moto and actually the Urbanes, they both are out there, the LG Urbane.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that they're round. And you've got different styles within LG as far as the round watches anyway. You've got the original LG WR, which is the round face, but it's got the sports style watch. Then you've got the other one that ends up being more of the luxury watch that ends up looking a lot like, you know, the Moto 360. And I understand that roughly around September, so we may see the Generation 2 Moto 360.
Like our watch, you did for the show, you used Watchmaker. I know when I first got my watch, I played with one called Facer. Have you had much experience with Facer or in the developing?
Well, I ended up using Facer for a little while, but I ended up actually liking more of what you can do with Watchmaker. Watchmaker has got actually a coding. I believe it's Lua, L-A-U, or L-U-A is the language. And it ends up being where you can utilize the code that's in there to do different functions. Like for instance, on our watch, I can make it change colors. I can, you know, as far as you can have where there's a button and you click on the button, it would end up changing the background or the center, you know, different things on the watch.
Yeah, from what I know about Lua, it's almost like a interactive scripting language
It's what's most heavily used with like the Conky desktop in Linux, which is the pretty desktop that shows you any types of information, whether it be weather, memory usage, processor usage, bandwidth up and down kind of things. It's all based on using Lua. It seems like it's often used in quick interfaces, I'll say.
Yeah, you're able to utilize it for weather, time zones, all sorts of different options that are within the watch. You know, from everything from hitting the one button to have it update to, if you recall the first watch, 300s, the 300 series, we ended up having those buttons that were on the center and also the buttons that are in the background, which Eric's probably found, where you've got access to actually open up apps on your phone from the watch.
Mm-hmm. And how hard is that for you now? To is it drag and drop to get those there?
No, it's not drag and drop. There's still a bit of coding part of it to do. It's, you know, there's a wiki actually that some of the masters have put together that somewhat breaks it down pretty good. It's still in the process of being built because really the app's only been out, I think, about a year. So it's in its early phases too. You know, it wasn't originally available.
Very cool. Very cool. Mark, do you have any watch questions?
Wait, me, Mark? There's two Marks.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, I don't have any questions. I played around a little bit with Watchmaker myself, and my experience was much like the other Marks. I started with Facer and then saw Watchmaker and threw Facer away. And yeah, I've made a few faces just for myself. But yeah, it's pretty amazing what you can do with it, assuming you have the graphical skill. You know, the tool has made the scripting part really pretty simple. You just then have to be able to make really great images, which is where I fail.
Yeah, that basically goes with pretty much my belief about computing over the last couple of years, is the barrier of entry to a lot of things has lowered so greatly. But everywhere, if you can't do images, if you can't do graphics work, you either need to farm it out to like Fiverr, or you need to just find a good friend, because there's no help making graphics easy for people that aren't good at it, like myself.
It's true.
Yeah, the tools are there, but you still have to have talent. Without talent, doesn't matter how good the tools are.
So, very cool, very cool. So, Mark, if someone wants to download the 400th show watch face right now, what's the easiest way for them to get it?
Well, as long as they're members, because first of all, it's only posted in our club. There's no external links right now. With the 300 watch, I actually did put a version of it on over at Face Repo, and I haven't actually looked to see how many downloads we had. But this one, I sort of felt as though it should be to where it was a little bit closer to home, at least until after, you know, our folks had it.
Gotcha. Very cool. And if you want to join the club, all you got to do is send an email. It's by invite only in Google Plus. Community, everyone who joins the newsletter at podnuts.com/AA club, 24 hours after joining, you should get an email asking you if you want to join the Google Plus group, where you can download this link right now, watch this show live, and interact with the live chat.
I was just wondering, on your G-Watch, I know your favorite, you know, face is going to be the 400 Android App Addicts. What's your second favorite face? That either you've made or one that you would suggest to somebody who hasn't played around with it yet.
Well, actually, sort of this one that I ended up, you're asking of mine, correct?
Yep, or yours, or I mean, if there's somebody
or anything else.
If there's
actually this one right here, I'm going to try to turn it on and see if you can see it. Got to swipe away notifications here a second. Trying to get it to where you can actually see it without reflection, maybe. I don't think you're going to be able to. It's actually, I'd say sort of a gold color, but it's got silver that's within it. The dials that are inside it, you've only got one line that's up at top. That one ends up telling you what the hour is and what the minutes are. And the only movement other than the dials themselves is one for the second hand, which it does go around. You've also got weather in the middle, and you've got the date and the year, you know, on it, 2015.
So it's not a conventional watch face.
No. So, yeah. I mean, there's other ones out there, you know, that are pretty unique as far as there's many developers. I'll call them developers because there's some a whole lot better than me that end up being able to make Longines and Cartier, and they've got actually the turbines working within the watch faces. So, you know, I mean, that's more, there again, animation and different things that you end up utilizing within it. I've got some experience in some of that stuff, but I'm a long ways away from where they are.
I think it's funny to see some of the 1980s Casio, just plain digital, you know, watches that they've recreated, you know, they say like water resist and stuff on them.
Oh man, that's one of my favorite ones. It's a classic.
I know
that's
cool, but I just think it's just so funny that we went retro like that to make what, you know, you could have probably went to Walgreens and bought for $12. That's neat.
That's true. Yeah. Well, actually, one of the ones I don't know if anybody remembers. There was actually sort of a Knight Rider watch that was out. There, one of them is actually listed on, G Plus, but it would have been quite a while ago as far as, where I ended up, when I ended up creating it. I ended up taking the actual image and then putting layers over the top of it that ended up, allowing me to make the watch a little bit more functional. So, you know, because it would have been nothing more than a picture. So,
picture of Knight Rider with no, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it says engage and different things like that on the watch, and you'd hit it, and, you know, it might change the weather. Or I can't remember right now what it does, you know, everything right now. But I remember
doing that. I think I do remember that one.
Earlier on in the year.
Yeah. Dor, what would your watch face look like?
I don't know. That Asteroids one I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I saw that one on Google.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because it's cool.
Just like Atari, yeah.
Right, had the little spaceship in the middle, and went around, and the boulders were just going by in the background.
Yeah. That's great. They randomly went across. It was cool.
Very cool. Well, I definitely thank you for coming out, Mark. And I want to encourage anyone, if you want the exclusive Android App Addicts episode 400 watch face, join the newsletter, join our Google Plus community. After show 400, Mark's going to release it on the normal quote-unquote platforms. Can I ask, what's your favorite platform right now to distribute your watch faces, Mark?
Well, I probably would still go to Face Repo. I think that's where I would end up doing. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, that's cool. I want to thank Eric for coming on this show. Eric, do you have any last comments?
No, I want to thank both Marks for joining us, and I want to thank Mark Sorrell especially for making the show 300 and the show 400 watch faces for us. It's so cool to have. You know, to walk around and have my name on my watch face, and you can join the club. Send, what is it, $2? They can have their watch. $2 they can have their $2.50.
I had to raise it up a little bit because PayPal got the better of me. So
okay,
yeah, $2.50. It's $1.50 and $2.50. The $1.50 gets it protected, and the $2.50 gets it to where the watch is unprotected. You can make whatever changes you want to make.
So you get a really cool watch face with your name on it for $1.50.
Right.
That's cool.
Very cool. And Mark Cockrell, do you have any last comments? And can I ask, where can people catch up with your activities?
My home on the web is elementopie.com. That's element, like the periodic table of elements, and opie, like Opie Taylor. That's a dated reference. People don't even know where that is. But, yeah, that's where I live. I'm sorry I was so talkative tonight and took over the show. I apologize for that. I'll try to do better next time.
Don't worry. You can make it up to us later. Mark Sultan, I want to thank you very much for coming out. Mark Surratt. Mark Surratt. I never get it right.
Surratt.
Mark Surratt. I'm going to call you Mark the Sultan of the watch face, and the other one is the Mark Sultan of the soapbox. I want to thank you for coming out. I want to thank you literally for all the support you've given this network, this show, this community, this group over the years. You came out to maybe more live shows than anyone else. I definitely want to thank you for that. And if there's anything you need from us as a show, as a community, or as a podcasting network, please do not hesitate to let us know.
Right. I really appreciate that.
No problem. And with that, we will catch everyone on the next episode.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.